Hello and welcome to Paul O'Mahony, podcasting from Shannon Airport in Ireland. And I'm arrived for an event called Young Irish Technology Leadership Group. And I'm literally in the car, looking to park my car. It's 6 minutes past 11. And I've just, signed up for parking in the short-term car park. I'm going to be here short-term. I'm going to be here just for today. And I'm going to run the audio, or the piece of audio, if I can get my car to work for me. I'm going to, as I go into the building, I'm just kind of one of these nerdy people, really, who likes to capture the sound of the place where I'm going to. To be truthful, it actually helps me get my head in order. Of course, it's what everybody does when they're going into a dinner party or into a anything. You kind of notice the sound as soon as you get into a pub. You start noticing the buzz and all that. And so that's kind of what I'm doing. I am actually moving with a purpose to talk to some students at 11:30. And I'm kind of wondering, do I bring my laptop with me or do I leave it behind the car? Well, that was an easy decision. Wish they were all that easy. Do I bring my copy of Jab, 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 Right Hook by Gary Vaynerchuk, which is my latest squeeze in relation to social media? The subtitle of that book is How to Tell Your Story in a Noisy Social World. I'm actually going to leave that behind because I can always get it if I need it. And anyway, I expect that I'm going to be talking to real people rather than, reading about talking to real people. And that's the jackhammer going. Okay, right. God knows how long this will last and go. The weather is cold and wet now, so it'll be good to get inside. Stopped two men in effervescent jackets who were part of the maintenance crew here, and they're working alongside a JCB, and said, "Is there a conference on here today?" And without a moment's hesitation, they said, "Oh yes, yes, head straight over there and you'll be fine." So into departure now. And the thing about departure area is it says no deliveries through these doors, and then it says doors shut. Please use entrance doors at arrival. Shannon Airport apologise for the inconvenience caused. And it is an inconvenience. So I have to walk all the length of Shannon Airport. Now, you know Heathrow? You know Heathrow Airport? You know Hare Airport in Chicago? Right? Well, it's not like that. It's a really small regional airport. It's international here in Shannon. But when I was growing up as a kid, this was my wonderfully exciting window on the wider world. I used to come out here on a Sunday and look at aeroplanes taking off. Now, I wasn't one of these train spotters or aeroplane spotter people, but I certainly was a kid who liked to be able to see aeroplanes flying off, taking off, aeroplanes landing. And let me get in here. Man in front of me pushing an ordinary trolley with some very large boxes entitled Fragile Handle with Care. Right, let's get in here and find out where on earth this thing is on. Oh, there it is. Right, down in the arrivals. No, not arrivals. Arrivals is quiet. Nobody in arrivals. There's one guy there, dressed in black, sitting outside W.H. Smith's. Yes, they're here. Currency exchange, car park point. Bit of art on the wall. And headline newspaper saying, "Railings fall, boy fights for life." Okay, I've got to meet somebody here at, some people here at 11:30. Desperately need some more charge for my phone. And we got a public event in the departures. The place is crowded. There are people at circular tables. They're all students, loads of them, from secondary schools. And on the stage is somebody talking about professional and personal integrity.
Get the best education you can.
It's a 50-50 top table. Three women, three men, which is the best I've seen ever. Loads of these students are in uniform, school uniform. The person speaking may be terribly famous for all I know, but I haven't a clue who they are because I haven't looked at the program in detail. Over here to the side, I see Coder Dojo. Above all, be cool. That's their strap line. I'll read you what it says. Truly artful and fluent computer programming must be learned young! Coder Dojo is an Irish-inspired global network of free, fun, open-source computer clubs for young people of all ages. We come together each week and learn how to code and develop websites, web apps, mobile apps, and more in an informal, self-led context. We run tours and get great guest speakers. This is James Welton and Bill Lau and all their inspired people. We run tours and get great guest speakers and volunteer mentors from all over the world of technology scene. Give young people... Okay, this is great. I haven't time to talk to anybody. Global collaboration of free coding clubs. Great. Welcome to the world's largest startup. That's a real hoot. Hell, Dell is the world's largest startup. It's very clever, though, I have to say. That's very good. Anyway, I better go and find out where I'm meant to be. I'm meant to be in a cafe meeting people at 11:30. This won't be clear enough for you to hear.
I'll tell you what, when we're up here in Flanagan first, come on up here. Huge cheer for Kieran Flanagan, please.
Kieran Flanagan.
Huge.
Can't be more than about 13. Coming on stage. Jesus, this is good. Excuse my language, folks. I'm just a bit excited. Got all these people sitting around here with their computers. There's a guy here building. It looks like he's building a one of these printers that will print you something. Off. Are you building a 3D printer?
Not building, but it is a 3D printer.
It actually is a 3D printer? Already? It is made already?
It's made already.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll see you later.
Okay.
I'll see you later. Wow. And he's got the beard, guys, and he's got the glasses, and he's got the hat. He really is a nerd. He looks it, but he's probably a genius. See you later. Christ, this is fun. Okay, enough about this. I better get and find out where I'm meant to be. It's Paul O'Mahony. O'Mahony blog on Twitter. Website changeagents.ie. Please get in touch with me. And, anyway at all. That would be fun. Bye-bye.